Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible on Thanksgiving morning, episode number 363, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. As you can tell, we've been doing this for right at a year. We started this last year on the day after Thanksgiving. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. And today, my dear friends, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 18. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, and your long-suffering, and your loving-kindness towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Lord God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you on this Thanksgiving morning for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical, blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Holy Father God, Lord, we individually and hopefully individually and collectively, we confess our sins and our failures and faults unto you. We acknowledge our sin before you. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those, Lord, who have sinned against us. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, souls, spirits, and consciences afresh and anew in the precious blood of Christ. Lord, I thank you for your virgin birth, your sinless life, your choosing to suffer, bleed and die on the cross for our sins, your burial and your resurrection as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. I thank you, Lord, for John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for doing that for me, and I thank you for doing that for us. And we can only pray in your holy name, Lord Jesus. We can only have this salvation through you. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you would crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us, who name the name of Christ, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias, Lord, out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here who have that problem, the people out there who have that problem. Cast out the demonic sins that come from these spirits, such as betrayal, sabotage, hindrance, distraction, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, treachery. And Lord, I do pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll break the band of wickedness in the hearts and minds and lives of people here and out there, and save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, fill those of us who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Grant us, Lord, your energy and your strength to read your holy word, to pray, to preach your holy gospel. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Lord, from this ministering work and all other ministries that stand for you, and all other Christian families that stand for you. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick. And for the comfort of the grieving around the world, in our country, in our community, in our churches, in our families, and in our personal lives. Holy Father God, I thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would hear and answer our prayers this morning and throughout this day. And Holy Father God, I do pray, Lord, that you will deliver us today from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems. Deliver millions from a housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis. And Lord, even on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning, which I thank you so much for allowing me to see again, Lord, to preach your holy gospel again, to preach your holy word again. And Lord, I do pray that you will grant me your energy, strength, unction, anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach, Lord, today, and to teach your holy word, and to read your holy word, and to pray, and to do your will. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, also that you will deliver us from all tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions today. Deliver us, Lord, from all afflictions and all distresses, cares, and worries, and anxieties. Fill us with your peace that passes all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And Lord, fill us with your joy and your peace throughout this day, and we pray this not only for our family here and the ministry here, but for families that name the name of Christ all around the globe. And Holy Father God, we also pray that you bless and protect, Lord, our family from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, even people in the church, even people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. Save those, Lord, who are lost. Revive those who are saved. Glorify your holy name, lift up your holy son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to see another beautiful Thanksgiving morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake, Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. At 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 18. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, Of what city art thou? And he said, Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said, Moreover, O that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria. Saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women which were concubines to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Sherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy word. Help us to learn and to understand the principles thereof, Lord, so that we can do your will in this life without hindrance. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, service family members, may you all have a happy Thanksgiving, for today is Thanksgiving. Make sure you give thanks. And I am just so thrilled to see another Thanksgiving. This is Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Episode number 911, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites. Read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast, my beloved, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Zechariah chapter 12, 12 through 14. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all of the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I pray, and hopefully everybody here will pray, and everybody out there will pray. Lord, we praise you, I praise you, and I thank you for your holy word. Grant me your energy, your fire, your strength, your unction and your anointing, the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your holy word, to comprehend it, to remember it, to meditate on it, and to apply it to my life, to teach it to others and to preach it to others for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and forsake. Amen. My dear friends, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. Now here is the sense of it. From the Bible Knowledge Commentary, these verses picture the universality and intensity of the nation's future mourning. David had a son named Nathan, and Levi had a grandson named Shimei. There was also a Nathan who was a prophet in David's time. Thus, the mention of the house of David the house of Nathan, the house of Levi, and clan of Shimei. May refer to the repentance and guilt of kings, prophets, and priests. Or if the Nathan referred to is David's son, then just the royal and priestly families are specified. The phrase, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves, seems to indicate the individuality and thus the sincerity of the mourning rather than a mere outward conformity. Pardon me, shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Hide it in our hearts, help us to remember it and to meditate on it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord, save those souls that are lost. Save those souls that are lost. Revive those who are saved. Glorify your holy name. Lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we do pray, and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friends, as always, we go to the family verses. No, do not run away. We need to hear what God has to say directly to the family. Now, I pretty much read the entire chapter yesterday. However, I am committed to spending 3 days in this section, as we have dealt with every passage for 3 days this go-around. These are the verses I call the family verses, where God speaks directly to the family. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20 is a warfare passage, but God showed me that it is also connected to the family verses proper, if you will, because the devil wants to destroy your Christian family, and he is going to fight against you to try to make that happen. Let me emphasize with you today verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When you are dealing with problems in your family, you need to remember you're not dealing with and fighting against flesh and blood. There are devils and there are demons behind the scenes calling the shots. Pardon me. If you have a rebellious and stubborn and disobedient wife, if you have rebellious teenagers or young adults in your family, you have people filled with anger and resentment, bitterness, hatred. If you have a husband father, mother, wife who is unloving, hateful, mean, spiteful, you have a bigger problem on your hand than that flesh and blood individual, and you need to make sure you remember that and keep your focus on the real battle, the spiritual warfare against, and Paul, by the way, used the word against quite a bit in this passage. That means that there's a fight on. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, that is the devil and the demons of hell, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the reason why we have such a high divorce rate in the church is because people do not remember verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now, this does not mean you don't rebuke. Pardon me. This does not mean, as the head of the household, you don't rebuke evil, rebelliousness. You don't punish it. You don't chastise it. You rebuke people before all, because so that others may fear, the Bible says. Because what is happening is that person is allowing that person who's rebellious and stubborn, who's stealing and lying and who has a nasty demonic attitude, that person is allowing the devil into your kingdom, if you will, into your house. And you have to rebuke them so that they can feel the pain enough so that they will not let the devil do that again in their lives. So that's what you're dealing with right there. Now, you need to deal with that. Pardon me. But you need to deal with these powers that you're fighting against, and they're fighting against you. Against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, the way the Lord tells you to in this passage, through prayer, through putting on the whole armor of God, through using the sword, the word of God, and so forth. You got to deal with all of this, not through fighting your family members and getting into it with your family members. By the way, I'm also, I remind you, there's no such thing as arguments in the Christian home. There's no such thing as fighting. That's not biblical. There's nowhere in the Bible where you find a husband and wife fighting and each other and having an argument. But we have sweet evangelicals who will tell you, yes, let's argue fairly and fight fairly and all this kind of food. There's no such thing when you have biblical submission, where the husband is submitted to God and Jesus Christ as he should, the wife submits to her husband, and the children submit to the parents. There are no arguments. You understand me? There's no arguments in submission unless you have lost people in the mix, and the devil using them in the mix. Christian people will submit to God's order as they should. And so when the husband says we're going to do this, then guess what? That's what we're going to do. And the wife is supposed to submit, and the children are to submit. There's no arguments, my friends, in submission. Do you argue with your boss on the job? No, you don't, because you want that check on Friday. Do you argue with the professor at the college that's going to give you your grade? I doubt it. Let's not be stupid people. Are you going to argue with the IRS when they got you. Are you going to argue with the police officer? Not if you're smart. If you have any brains, you're not going to do that. They are in authority. You submit and you do it the way they want you to do it. You don't argue with the police officer on the side of the road. You take the ticket and you go down. If you need to discuss it, there's a way to deal with that. But you can't do that on the side of the road with the police officer. See, same thing in the home, my friends. But our sweet little evangelicals have created things to make you think it's okay to argue in the household, and that's not the case at all. So remember verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So what you had better do is start praying without ceasing. Pray always. Continue instant in prayer. Remember the parable that Jesus Christ gave us. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. And that's what we're going to do right now, my dear friends. Pray for others. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for the millions of people, Lord, who are hurting around the world due to the coronavirus plague, who have lost loved ones. In death, comfort them as only you can. Draw them to yourself. And Lord, we pray for some by name. We pray for the family and friends of Arkansas resident Judy Stafferhan. We pray for the family and friends of Filipino pastor Diomedes Brigoli. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Venezuelan church treasurer Pablo Carino. We pray for the family and friends of Massachusetts resident Tedris Pope. We pray for the family and friends of Michigan cook Thomas Skowronski. And Lord, we pray now for all prayer requests. We praise you and we thank you for the thousands who have sent in prayer requests down through the years. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering thousands of prayers. And we pray that you will bless all of the people today with all of their prayer requests, if they are according to your will. We do pray for everybody's, all of these dear people, salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial and material protection and provision, mental and physical blessings upon them all. And now, Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Nita, for her bathroom drain to get fixed so she can pass HUD inspection. We pray for Naeem. Please bless the children at Maranatha Christian School with new uniforms. We pray for Marcy. Please bless their Christmas outreach to the orphans and widows this year. And Lord, we pray for all of the people who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for that. We pray for all of them and thousands of them. We pray, Lord, for a few by name. We pray for Shala, Eugenia, Belinda, Mary, and Beth. And Lord, we pray for the people who have recommitted their lives to you as well. Help them to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith and not to go back. We pray for Corbina, Olua, Belle, Alberta, and Christo. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning. and we pray for them all around the world. And Lord, we pray also for all people who name the name of Christ. Have mercy and grace upon us. Please forgive us of our wicked, evil, and ungodly sins, of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. Please forgive us of our sins and help us to repent of our sins, and Lord, to do right in your sight. And Lord, help us all today to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent of our sins, and to get back to you, our first love. We pray, Lord, for everybody who serve in the government, save their souls and change their lives. And Holy Father God, cast the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives. Lead, guide, and direct them all to obey your holy word and to lead us in such a way that we all will experience peace and quietness in our lives and in our neighborhoods. And Holy Father God, we pray for all people who are suffering persecution because of their faith in you. We pray that you would provide for them and protect them and deliver them. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. May God bless you all. I'm getting ready to preach in about 10 minutes. Join us if you can. 8 o'clock Central Time every morning. 5:45 Central Time every morning, and then 6:45 every evening Central Time. God bless you, dear friends. Give God all of the praise and thanksgiving today, and enjoy your day in the Lord.
Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins, however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just 5 of the 10 commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, that whosoever believeth in him, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, the word believeth means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish, that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner. And I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.